Well, this morning, finally, I'm so excited to share with you our new year and our new year theme. As we begin to look at, I believe it's very important to have a new year theme for a church. It really helps to solidify us, unify us, gives us some identity of what we're doing throughout the year and why we're doing it. And if you would take your Bibles this morning to Colossians chapter 2, Colossians chapter number 2. And Colossians 2 and verse number 7, Colossians 2 verse 7. And I'm excited to announce to you there this morning, our new theme for the year is rooted and built up in Him. And you see our wonderful slide here, Brother Adam worked on. Isn't that cool? I like that. If you can see it. And rooted and built up in Him. Notice that Colossians 2, verse 7, he says, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And we're going to look at that over the next handful of weeks, going through and seeing how we can be rooted and built up in the Lord Jesus Christ and seeing that. I truly believe that we as a church need to be, number one, rooted. You know that. But you can only build up if you have a foundation, can't you? You can only begin to build up anything if you have a good root system. Just recently, some of you saw this. I know you have on the news. Those tornadoes that hit the Midwest, and they hit a lot of Missouri and especially Kentucky and that area. And I was reading about that. They said there was three or four tornadoes came and hit at the same time, right in the same area, just right followed each other and just left a path of destruction. But you saw the pictures. I hope you did, maybe. And you saw these giant trees. I mean, old, big 30, 40, 50 footers, and they just toppled over. And when they toppled over, you saw the root system, and a lot of them, as you think about it, weren't very strong. And so to build anything, if you've ever built anything in your life, a doghouse, a shed, anything, you understand how important the foundation is, isn't it? So being rooted is very key. We know that. And over the next 12 months, I hope to be a blessing to you, but helping all of us to get rooted a little bit deeper. You may be serving Christ for a long time. You may have, some of you have been saved for well over 40 years. And others maybe not, maybe just recently really learning and growing and other things like that. But you understand, we must still, no matter how long you've been saved or how long you've known the Lord, we need to continue to develop our root system. And that's very key and vital, and we know that. But how are we going to do that? And I want to share with you just some things today that I would like to do and kind of implement into the new year. Some other things that we're praying about, we're planning, just making you aware of some of these things to help us to grow and to get rooted in the new year. Now, as we do, I just wanted to share some things with you, just a list of things that I think will help us. Number one, again, is our outreach. And as we think about, let me check, I got it over here. Our outreach, I think, is very, very important. And so as we think about that, our vision for the new year, reaching out into our community. And so again, as we're rooted and built up in Him, we're going to begin with that and looking at how we can reach our community. I know all of you usually are working at that and trying to share the gospel or trying to reach somebody or trying to invite somebody and all of those things and trying to get people into church, trying to get them, especially if you have one of our tracks here, sharing this with people and just letting them know. And again, saying, hey, this is what we want to do. Another thing that I was thinking about in our new year is our Sunday school. We're going to be looking at Sunday school. Now, this is something that we've been praying about, but we're going to start at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Now, that's not bad, is it? That's not too bad. Some of you have gotten used to the 11 o'clock. I know I have as well. But 10 o'clock Sunday mornings. Now I'm gonna throw this at you. Next Sunday morning, I want to see if we can show up at 10 o'clock. Okay, and some of you already chuckled and laughed, but don't laugh about that yet. Sunday school. I think it's gonna be a help to us, an encouragement, and we'll have some coffee and some snacks out here. And Sunday school. We'll talk about that in a minute too. I think another thing would be prayer. We're looking at implementing more prayer, as I mentioned already. Are coming in on Sunday evenings a little early, not too early, just a little bit more than we usually do. 5:30, having a time of prayer. The men and the ladies praying and seeking. You know, there's some things that men can pray about together that maybe we wouldn't pray or share when we're in a group of ladies or children. And vice versa with the ladies as well. You know, ladies can share certain things that only women maybe understand. And I think it's very vital. But prayer, looking at our prayer time. We have some other things like projects coming up that we'd like to work on. And I'll share a few things of those things with you as well. I hope you can all see those things there. Projects. And then some events and activities and such that I'll share with you as well that I think are very important as we look at this. So I don't want to take a lot of your time this morning, but let's look first of all at our outreach. And so one, our outreach, as we go out, obviously we've got to reach people with the gospel. And God has brought us some wonderful people and some wonderful, He's brought you folks to us. And I'm so thankful, you dear people. You're so faithful. But our outreach, I think, is very important. Now, first of all, we're going to do an all-church effort, we call it, once a month. Now, that's not too hard, is it? We're going to start out with once a month. And we'll go out probably maybe the first week. It'll be a Saturday. But a Saturday, I know some of you are busy on Saturdays, but I think you could set aside one Saturday a month and just come out and help us. And what we do predominantly is we just go around and we're going to put these or our other bigger brochures on people's doors or their gates. Most people have a gate in our community. You know that. And so what we do, we just go and we put them on the gate, put them on a door. If you're comfortable knocking on a door and talking to people, then please do so. And we'll share more of that with you in the future. But for me, I personally like knocking on a door if I can. I like see if I can get the tract to the person in their hand. But if you're not comfortable. But anyways, we're going out and we'll do that. What we found works the best around here is to have one person as a driver and the other person kind of as a runner. If there's a lot of gates in a gated community. Excuse me. And so we'll work on some of that. There's a subdivision over here. There's one back over here. There's one to the west of us. And then there's several, to the south of us. And so just anyways, these are some ideas we're looking at. But this will be a good help to us. And again, the Bible commands us to go out. And He said the sower went out to sow. That was His job. It wasn't for us to, well, we didn't see anyone saved. I didn't get to talk to anybody. No, you did your duty. And that was to sow the seed. Let the Lord do the rest. That's what we're doing. We're working on maybe visitation as we get prospects over the next couple of, hopefully 12 months as we go out each month. We'll get some prospects. And you'll say, well, I talked to Joe Blow over in Cedar Grove and he was interested. And then we'll write his information down and we'll go maybe give him a call or visit him maybe one evening a week. Each one, reach one, you know that. Excuse me. Just reaching out all the time, everywhere. And then I have at the bottom, they're supporting new missionaries and maybe church planters. I have a handful of gentlemen that are looking for support. And you know that they often are calling around looking at different churches to get some support. But some good people praying about these individuals. But that's one way we can really reach people, can't we? I can't go to Nepal, but we do have a fellow we support that's there. And he wrote me just recently, said everything's going very well. Pray for them. We can't go to Germany, but we do have a man support in Germany. And just giving towards that. I know you folks give towards missions and other things. But anyways, our outreach. I want you to pray about that with me. How can you help? And you say, Brother Tim, well, I'm not able to get out and about like that. Well, can you maybe make some phone calls? Can you write some letters, some little notes to people? If we gave you a list of 4 or 5 people, could you take and just write them a little note, put a stamp on it, mail it to them, and say, hey, we'd love to have you sometime. And here's a gospel tract. Anyways, pray about that. Look at that. And so that's something we want to look at. Let me explain, secondly, our Sunday school, I think is, yeah, Sunday school. But I think this will be a great help to us. And I put at the top, if you can see that, maybe I should get on this side, divide and conquer. I think we can divide and conquer. And one class meets, and you can reach your class and build that class up. And so let me say, we'll start at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, and we'll have, and I'm being very kind with this, okay? We'll have our senior saints. We don't know what to call it yet. Okay, those of you, for right now, since our age is kind of spread out that way, but a 50 and over will meet right in here in the auditorium, okay? And some of you that are near 50, maybe, right, don't get offended, okay? Those of you under 50, you're going to meet in the fellowship hall, and right at 10 o'clock. We'll have a good time, and so we'll be meeting there. Brother Adam, raise your hand up back there. There's Brother Adam. You all know Brother Adam. Miss Stephanie right here. They're going to be in the fellowship hall and teaching that, we don't know what to call it yet, but we're the under 50 class, and they're excited. Brother Adam's been teaching adult Sunday school for many, many years, so he's very apt to do that. Brother Robbie, can you raise your hand up? I kind of just volunteered him. He's not sure yet, but he's going to be right in here, we think. I should have probably talked to him beforehand, but he's going to be right here, and he's excited. Him and my mom, they have well over, is it 30 years of teaching? Probably over that, huh? 35? Teaching. They've taught Sunday school for many, many years now, but they'll be teaching there. But anyways, just some of that we think about. We can build these classes up, and then obviously, I forgot, the children will be in the back classroom at Sundays. But we can build up these classrooms and work at that and see that. Fellowships, activities, I really think support and identity. You may say, well, I don't feel real comfortable asking for this or that or doing this or that. But if you had a Sunday school class, maybe you would. And you could get together, the ladies get together, and maybe some of the men, but especially our classes getting together, having some fellowship, having some time of identity, and encouraging one another. We need it. The Bible commands us to have edification in the church, and that's building up one another. That's encouraging one another. And so I hope it'll be a blessing to you, again, that we can reach out to those. Let me say another area of I have here is our prayer time. And again, I think you know this, but prayer is so important to our church, isn't it? So vital. And sometimes if we're not careful, we can really put prayer on the back burner and not pray like we should. And I know that's for me especially. But we're going to have a prayer time again, as I already mentioned, Sunday 5:30, prayer time. Be something I think it'll help us bump up our prayer time. I'm a little bit on Wednesday nights. We kind of, and I know this is my doing, but kind of take some prayer requests, rush through it, have a Bible study or a message, and that's it. And I've really been praying about how, Lord, we can really encourage. It's not a time during the week that's outside of our normal time. I'm not asking you to come on a Monday night or a Tuesday night. It's on a Sunday evening when we're already coming. And so I think it'll be a great blessing to us. I have something we're going to work on is a prayer chain. How many of you have ever had a prayer chain before? You've done that? Yeah, all of you have. And we'll give you a specific prayer. For instance, we'll take an individual we've been praying for, and I'll make mention of it probably on a Wednesday night. And again, just say, hey, would every one of you take just 10 minutes every day, maybe 5 minutes, whatever, every night this week and pray for this person? And I think it'll greatly help and benefit. Heard the story of a man, and he, World War II, and the officer told him, go out, run up there and get this. And he had to cross enemy lines, and he had to take all kinds of fire. And he said, well, hang on, can you give me just 30 minutes? He said, well, fine, that's fine. He waited for 30 minutes. And the young man came back, and he said, okay, I'm ready to go. And he took, and he ran across, bullets flying everywhere, went over, got what he had to do, came all the way back safely, and he fell in, and the sergeant said, what in the world? He said, why did you need 30 minutes? He says, well, at this time, every afternoon, my mother goes and she prays for me at this specific time. He said, I wanted to wait for her to pray before I ran across her. I thought that was funny. Anyways, what you think about just having some specific prayer time. And then again, you know, we have our Wednesday evenings. If you're not able to make Wednesday evenings, again, please take time to pray. Pray for us and pray with us as we pray. We have a list of people. We have a list of prayer requests there. Okay? Let's see. The next one, projects. Yes, I wanted to share this with you and keep you informed on some things that we were planning on and praying about doing. Again, there's always that word budget. I hate that word, don't you? There's always a budget. But anyways, there's always something. We're obviously very careful about our budget. But we do need and would like to have a baptistry. You can't be a good Baptist without a baptistry. And we need a baptistry. We need to build with the baptistry. We're going to do a small platform here. Not too high. I don't want to get too close to that. Not too high. Small platform, but we've got some of that in the works. We're looking. I've been researching and looking at some baptistries. They do come as basically a single unit of a baptistry, and it's like a fiberglass unit, if you will, or something of that nature, plastic. And then we'll put that there. We actually been blessed. We have able-bodied men in the church. We actually have a contractor in the church, and so I'm going to ask if he can help us do that. Anyways, we have some able-bodied men in the church. Be very, very easy to do. But again, there we're going to be planning that very carefully with our budget and putting all that in place. Brother Dan and others, some of you know Brother Noah, they're going to come help us. They're excited about it. So we have some individuals that are really willing to come and help with all of that. We'd like to install some security cameras. Brother Adam is he knows how to do all of that. I'm so thankful for that. And it's amazing. He was showing me the other day. Some of you know this. I didn't know this. Excuse me. But he has, at his house, he has cameras set up all over the place. And it's a live feed right to his cell phone. And he goes, Brother Tim, look at this. Shows me his backyard, you know, and I'm like, wow, I like that. So anyways, we're praying about this. This is not stuff we're going to start doing next week, okay? Pray with us about it. And we'd like especially to get some cameras just maybe for right now on the outside of the building. And in case anything happens, a pipe freezes, vandals come. Some guy came and did a bunch of donuts in our parking lot. Did you guys see that? He left some big old ruts I think he was in a four-wheeler or something. I don't know. Anyways, but have some cameras on the outside, and we could have a live feed right to Brother Adam's cell phone or my phone. Something like that I think is very important. But anyways, we'll pray about that. And again, you say, Brother Tim, I can't help with any of that. Maybe you could give towards it. Maybe you could pray about helping in some way. I would like to do some, again, landscaping, kind of spruce up the outside a little bit, work on some of those things. Again, with our stucco out there, that looks so nice. I'm so thankful. The stucco guy, good friends with Dad, and he gave us a wonderful deal on that. I mean, he cut it, the price cut in half almost, and it was just such a blessing. But we'd like to work on some of those things. Again, we got obviously some repairs and maintenance, not a lot of stuff. This building is actually, very well maintained. They took care of it very well, and very thankful for that. But there are some maintenance things. Those of you know Brother Dan, he knows the building very well. He was here when they constructed the building. But he did make mention, we do need some things. We need some new unit filters out here to our units. We have a couple things we need to take care of here and there. But nothing major, but they do cost, and there are some things we need to do. And then we also have, I don't know if you can see that, some of you, but at the bottom there, our recording and sound equipment. We do need to update some of that. Brother Adam has been so kind to bring, this is his own equipment that he uses, but he does use this stuff outside of church as well. And so if we could maybe get some of that equipment going, we're still praying about that. Again, all of this comes back to working on a budget and working through some of that. But pray about. This is nothing, again, we're going to do overnight. These are things that we're praying about. But I did want to make you and keep you informed on them, okay? I really do. I believe in transparency with the church and just spring it on you. We put in a big platform in baptistry, and some people, I know some church people, they may have a problem. Well, you didn't let us know about that. You didn't tell us. So I want to keep you updated on those things. But pray about it with us. You say, I can't help with that. I don't know how to do any of that. Well, pray about it. You know what I'll do, brothers? I'll pray about that. I'll do what I can to help out there. Okay. Do I have any other? Is that it, Brother Adam? Oh, we have one. We have one more. Okay. And then I just put in here some events and activities. Again, some Sunday school activities, monthly fellowships. You know, we like to have fellowship. We like to eat around here. But those are always exciting times. Inviting. This is one way to invite people. You mentioned food, free food. People get excited, you know. But you could say, hey, would you come to church with me on Sunday? We're having a such a corn dog Sunday. We'll have something a little nice. We call it tube steak, you know, hot dog. They get excited when they hear steak. But no, really, you invite people, hey, would you come? We're having a service. And then right after the service, we're going to have a meal. And we want to feed you, be a blessing. but just opportunities, again, to invite people. We're working on some conferences, special events, missions conference, revival week. A couple years ago, we like to have somewhat of a revival, a couple nights, two or three nights a week, and have a pastor come in and preach, and a good opportunity there to invite people. Anyways, just thinking of ideas, and if you have some ideas as well, many of you have been in church for many years. You have some ideas, come share those with me. I really would like that. I think Ms. Deanna was talking with her, and she mentioned something about just getting together with some of the ladies over with some coffee or doing something just to fellowship. I thought, that's a great idea, you know. And as a man, you know, I'm not thinking that way. Oh, I didn't think about that. But appreciating that, if you have ideas, let me know about that. But just some things, really, again, coming back to being rooted and grounded. How can we be rooted and built up in Christ? What can we do to drive our roots a little bit deeper? And I don't want to be a church that is lazy or a church that's kind of apathetic and not thinking, well, let's just show up, listen to the message, do our thing, and then go home. And I surely don't want to stand before Christ one day, and you don't either, I know, and say, oh, I didn't do very much. Again, just a reminder not to be forward with you, but this may be our last year. We never know. Any one of us, and I'm praying, I know you are, that the Lord Jesus would return. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But I want to do all I can in 2022. Lord, what can I do more than I did last year? What can I do? And so again, I want you to think about some of these things and pray about them with us. And again, if you can join us, please join us, 10 o'clock for Sunday school. Join us as we go out and outreach, reach our community. You may not feel comfortable doing some of those things. I want you to step out by faith and say, Lord, I don't know if I can. I'm not real comfortable. I'm more an introverted person, but I'm going to step out by faith. I'm going to do what you want me to do. And again, pray about them. That's what I want you to do. And then our prayer time, obviously, and other things that we're working towards. Okay, now let's come back to Colossians 2. I want to just share a few thoughts with you this morning, and then we'll be done. But as we look at here, again, Paul is writing to a church just like ours. And, he is writing to a church that was in need of some encouragement. And we'll study this a little bit more next week about some of the background with the church here at Colossae. He's encouraging them. Now notice, let's go back here, verse number 5 in chapter 2. Notice verse 5, he says, For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit. I like this church. They said, Paul, you're not with us. And Paul says, although I'm not with you physically, I'm noticing and watching how you're growing. They weren't a church that needed to be babysat all the time. Or they're handheld, you know what I mean, spiritually. Notice what he says, and beholding your order, and steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Your order. It was a church that was in order. It was a church that was steadfast, growing. I truly believe that we could be growing and remaining steadfast and remaining in order. A lot of churches get in disorder, don't they? Get out of order. Everything just falls apart. Things get out of whack. We need to be a church of that. Now, notice verse 6, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus. Have you received Him? Are you saved? So walk ye in Him. Not hard to do. Walk in Him. Walk according to His ways. Follow Him. And then he says, rooted and built up in Him. Established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So he gives a first of all a warning. Why be rooted? Because there are people out there that are trying to overthrow your faith. They're trying to discourage you. They're trying to bring in false doctrine. And notice what he says, philosophy, vain deceit, the tradition of men. Well, we've never done it that way before. Well, what does the Bible say? What does the Bible want us to do? How does he want us to do that? Verse 9, notice, for in Him, Jesus, dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. You are complete in Him,
which is the head of all principality and power. How do I root myself? Where do I find the roots? Where do I find the nutrients and the things that I need to build my roots? Well, it's all found in Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? It's all found in Him. We have all that we need, let me remind you, to know Him and to please Him in the Word of God. We have all we need. Now our job is to follow. Our job is to obey and go forward. We need to drive roots deep within the soil here. And I hope you settle that in your heart as well. You know what? We often, if you're like me, think about the future constantly, all the time. Go ahead and just drive your roots down right here. Go ahead and just drive them down. Say, okay, this is where God wants me right now. He wants me here at Faithway. He wants me to grow. While you're here, I'm going to do all that I can to help the church. I'm going to do all that I can to grow. I'm going to do all that I can to be a blessing. I feel sorry for so many people. They come to a church and they're nothing. They're everything but a blessing. It's just a challenge or cantankerous, and none of you are. All of that. No, how can I come be a blessing? And I'm being very serious. You all are such a wonderful blessing to us and to our church. But how can I grow? I want to root down. Now, this is the crux of Jesus' message and the great Sermon on the Mount. By the way, the greatest message to ever be preached. You ought to read it again. Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. Jesus comes for the first time and preaches on that great mount there. They call it the Sermon on the Mount, more like a grassy knoll there, if you will. And preached. And the crux of it, what? He ended it with this. I'll tell you who the man is who hears my word but doesn't apply it to his life. He's like a man that what? Built his house upon the sand. The storms came, the wind blew, the rain. By the way, storms come to every human being. Everybody. You think, well, once I get saved and right, serving God and faithful, all the storms will go away. No, your storms just began. They come. But then he says this, the man who takes the word, hears the word, and applies it to his life. Says, you know what? I'm going to live that. I'm going to take the Bible and live it. It's like a man who took and built his house upon a what? A rock. That's a solid foundation. Today, building homes and other things, you take concrete, which is what? It's rock, isn't it? It's formable rock, basically. And you put it down. And you go shoot your grades and get everything leveled. Everything set. And then what? They come in and dig the footings. And they pour that concrete down into the earth. And then on top of that, they pour the slab. And that thing's solid as a rock, isn't it? It's literally a rock. And then you come and get the framers there and build up. Build up. Notice that. So in order to build up, we've got to drive deep. In order to build up, we've got to drive deep. And we need to be driving our roots deep. You know that. But I just want to encourage you with that. You need to be, notice secondly, established in the faith. He says, as ye have been taught. Meaning, you already know what to do. You're like, I already know what to do. He says, Paul says, I've already taught you. And there's a man by the name of Epaphras. Many believe Philemon was a part of this church, if not the pastor. These men taught these people. He says, you know what to do. We have a natural tendency to drift backwards, don't we? We just drift. You've already been taught these things. You know what to do. You're established in the faith. If you're established today, if you're saved, you know the Lord, you've been growing, you've been for several years, many of you decades, we need to strengthen our roots. We need to go ahead and go keep building, keep building. There's been years in my life, and I know in yours, where I didn't build spiritually. I didn't grow spiritually. My root system got a little bit weak, got a little bit frail. And those were years I don't like to talk about. But we need to be built up. Notice the direction. It's up. It's up. It's in Him. It's in Him. We'll cover most of these things again as we continue next week. But just covering the basics here this morning. And then he says, you're abounding therein with thanksgiving. Do you know when you're rooted and you're driving roots and you're building up, it's a thanksgiving time? It brings great joy to your life. People think, well, to drive roots and build up. And Brother Tim, you just talked about all this stuff and it's kind of overwhelming and I don't know if we want to do it. No, it's not that at all. When you start serving Christ like you're supposed to and living for Him and you're driving your roots, Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I drive roots deeper in? It brings thanksgiving. The wonderful joy of a Christian.
Thanksgiving is mentioned throughout the New Testament, and it's exactly what it says. It's giving of thanks to Him and in Him. So again, are you this morning, as our theme is, rooted in Him? Rooted, we're driving deep, we're building upward. The only way to do that. Well, you say, well, I've seen structures that have been built great, high, beautiful, and they only toppled over in the first storm that came. There's a storm coming this year in all of our lives. I don't know what it is for you, but the way to approach it is to understand that there's storms coming. The fool says there's no storms coming. I'm going to turn a blind eye to that. Ignorance is bliss. That's not true. Ignorance is not bliss. There's a storm coming. For you, it may be financial. It may be health. You may have bad health this year. It may be the loss of somebody. It may be this or that, whatever it is. So before the storms come, and Jesus warns us to prepare for the storms, we need to go ahead right now when there's not maybe a storm going on. Maybe some of you are going through. I'm going to go ahead and start driving my roots deep. And when they grow to go deep, deeper and deeper, I can build higher and higher and higher and higher. And that's the goal. And that's what Paul says. Paul says, I desire your spiritual growth. I desire to see you growing, to moving forward. And then he sums it up with this. We will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. One day, we will all give an account, he says, for this life in which we live. Won't we? All of us. And we won't have, maybe some will have some bad years. We all have lived in sin and we will continue to sin. But I pray from this time forward, from 2022 on, I think it's 2022, right? We're going to grow. We're going to go forward. We're going to move forward. And I can't wait to see what the Lord's going to do. If we'll just let the Lord work, you know, that's what I get in the way. Lord, if you just work, he says, okay, well here, I'm going to give you opportunity. Okay, Lord, what can I do? Number one, show up. Be faithful. Be faithful. And make yourself available to God and make yourself and avail yourself to Him. And you will be surprised at what God will do. Won't you? All of you have served the Lord for many years. Be surprised what He'll do. Well, what did you do to receive such a blessing? Well, I just showed up. You know, I just showed up. I just availed my Lord. What do you want me to do? How do you want me to do it? I'm available to you. And I pray that that's your prayer. Would you pray with us this week as we begin to root ourselves and build up from that? I hope you do. But take time this week, please, to pray about it. Pray for our church. Pray that we could reach many souls for Christ and that we could truly grow. And so I hope you will. All right. Lord, we do thank you for time this morning to just share some thoughts. And Lord, also look at your word. I think there's ample opportunity here, a wonderful opportunity, to implement some new ideas, some new things, and just some areas we could reach our community. We could reach others for Christ. We could grow personally in our own growth. And just looking at that, Lord, but please help us. Direct us and guide us as only you can. Lead us. Lord, we don't want to just be a social club or a place where we come to just fellowship, although those are very important. We want to be a place that brings honor and glory to you and serves you faithfully. Please help us to do just that. How we love and thank you, Lord. In your precious name, we do pray.